we caught up with another exiled musician, a folk musician, whose big dream is moving to America. Theo Padnos met him in Damascus.
Ghassan al-Musalli used to be a folk singer in Baghdad. There weren't a ton of gigs, but in one way it was easy. There was only one thing to protest against, Saddam. And you knew how to protest.
Almost heaven.
You sang John Denver.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River.
John Denver reminded everyone, the Shia, the Sunni, the Turkmen, the Christians, even the Ba'ath Party officials, of the good old days. Before the police state, before the wars with Iran, Kuwait, America.
Country road, take me home, through the plain, I belong, West Virginia.
And when he wanted to sharpen his criticism, he played another song that was well known among the young people in Baghdad. It talked about a ruined city and the doomed youth who lived there, and how impossible it was to get out.
Oh, rising sun, it's been.
Ghassan had always loved America and American folk. He got it from his three elder brothers.
And they are just cool dudes. They just dress bell-bottom jeans, long hair, buckles, and
the big belt buckles.
Big buckles and flower t-shirts, you know, still the 70s at that time. They just grabbed my dad's mandolin and a guitar and went to the youth centers playing music and all of those stuff. They were playing John Denver songs.
From the transistor radios, right?
Yeah, transistor radios. John Denver, James Taylor, Carly Simon, just name it.
You mean there was a radio station in Baghdad that used to
play? No, Voice of America.
Oh, I see.
You walked into the park.
In 1979, when Saddam came in, his cool dude brothers read the writing on the walls. They arranged passports. They went to Germany, New Zealand, and to the Gulf states. Ghassan spent his teens and 20s hanging around a marketplace that had once upon a time been famous for its copper platters and its brass lamps and shisha pipes. When things got bad under Saddam, it turned into a place where the Iraqis, who could get out, dropped off some of their prized possessions.
B.B. King, the very first thing that in Coon County Jail, and there is the best of B.B. King, it's very old, and B.B. King in London, and another guy who called Big Bill Brunzi, I got his very, very rare record called New Orleans Soul.
And all of these guys you were collecting in the antique market down there.
Yeah, down in Baghdad, yeah.
Ghassan taught guitar and got a job in a CD shop. He made it into a kind of family room for Baghdadi blues fans.
There is a wonderful friendly feelings, and I always play this song called Malted Milk. It's a very old traditional blues song.
I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away.
Eric Clapton is very famous.
Okay, people are coming from east to south.
And south, west, all over the place, from Baghdad, and get inside, and they feel very welcome, because it's just for the music.
And sometimes
go
you
get in, and for sure, if I'm not playing guitar or singing, I'm teaching one of my students, so this is it. Like,
Ghassan was working there in 2003. After the invasion, he sat there with the door open, playing Dylan records and hoping some Marines would stop by.
So I was like preparing myself, get inside behind the counter and preparing all these CDs, you know. So I was thinking maybe one of these little kids who are Marines, they were between 18 and 20. When they get in, they didn't say anything, but they looked at the CDs. I was thinking that I hope they might buy one.
Mm-hmm. They might at least recognize that you had collected all this cool American music.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So,
but did they?
No, unfortunately. It was something like, I wish maybe they can talk and make some conversation, but it didn't happen, so...
Then things got much worse.
One of my best friends, Abu Layla, got killed. Alan, the guy who were doing a lot of exchanging CDs and provide me a lot of these CDs from... his travels, got killed.
Who killed him?
Well, one of these militias, who knows?
Who killed Abu Layla?
The same militias or somebody. Well, unknown, for me, unknown. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Boz fled out. The shop shut down. Yep. Most of my students left the country. And even my second job at the computer office, somebody drove his car inside the building and blew it up. So this job is...
You blew up the car?
Oh, yeah. And the computer office as well.
And that was it for your computer job.
Yeah, exactly.
The American War did bring the internet to Baghdad, and online, Ghassan made contact with musicians and blues fans in America. But life in Baghdad was getting too dangerous even to hang out in the internet cafes. When a well-armed group of fighters attacked his neighborhood one day, Ghassan hit the road. He went straight to Sayyid Zainab, which is a suburb of Damascus in Syria.
Do you feel at home in Damascus?
No, it's not my home.
Sayyid Zainab is like a frontier town. It's dust, goats browse through the streets. This is the place to provision yourself for a new life as a homeless person. Every street corner is piled high with third world junk. Plastic slippers, synthetic blankets, knockoff radios, fake soccer jerseys, and of course, Chinese trikes for the kids. Every day, more buses roll in from Baghdad. There are several hundred thousand Iraqi refugees in Damascus nowadays, but Ghassan doesn't have family here, or friends. The internet cafe is his home. He keeps American hours so that he'll be able to chat with his stateside buddies in real time.
Every day, get into the internet cafes and stay the evening, chatting and collaborating, doing music with my colleagues in the United States, our musicians, friends.
Where are these people that you communicate with every day?
Well, just from Rhinebeck, New York, to Dallas, Texas, San Barbara, California. Too much.
They're all over America.
They're all over America.
The U.S. Embassy in Damascus turned down his application for a student visa. And for all the talk of things stabilizing in Iraq, Ghassan doesn't buy it. He won't go home.
And is it at all possible that if, for instance, let's say peace breaks out in Baghdad tomorrow, can you imagine yourself having a nice, peaceful life there?
Never.
No. No, why not?
Never. It's just the way of life. It's not just the peace, it's the way of life, the society, how I'm going to live, who's going to live, the folk scene, the music.
But it's
not
also
there.
It's also because it's not going to happen. There's not going to be.
Oh, yeah, we can say that either.
Which leaves Ghassan kind of stuck.
Where do you feel most at home?
Well, for sure, Bozeman, Montana, with my friends, beloved friends and people.
Have you ever been to Bozeman?
No, never.
Can you tell me a little bit about, you imagine a home there. What does that place look like?
Oh, it will be something like a little cottage on that open spaces with a lot of green, close to the mountains. Maybe you don't know Bozeman well. There is a wonderful mountain close to it, and it's wonderful scenery. And so peaceful, easy feelings there.
You'll have a circle of friends that will be living
very
there?
Very wonderful circle of friends there. Very, very musical, very friendly.
Country road, take me home to the place where I belong.
It's easy for us to chuckle at John Denver. But for an Iraqi refugee living in Damascus, that nostalgic tug for a life he never had is real.
As I was walking, ribbon of highway, I saw you above me, an endless sky.
Ghassan really does believe in the American dream. But for now, like a lot of Americans, he's dreaming away his life on the internet.
This land was made for you and me.
Does the virtual life satisfy you at all?
No, for sure not. It's just like a refugee part. It's like where a refugee can be, where there's nobody beside him.
For Studio 360, this is Theo Padnos in Damascus.
That one.
As I was walking, I saw a sign there. That sign said, no trespassing. But on the other side, didn't say nothing. Now that's how it was made for you and me.
Yeah, what do you think Woody Guthrie means when he says, now that side of that sign was made for you and me?
Oh, that's mean you can't do anything. This is a free land.
Yeah.
Even if there is some people who are so defensive, there's always another kind of, another face of that coin says, free land.
You can hear more music from Hassan Al-Mazouli at studio360.org.